This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? That's what this show is all about, coming up with solutions to help you deal with everyday's tough health challenges. Now, the reality is, remember, it's all about lifestyle. So the choices that we make every single day determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. And if the body can get sick, you can also get well. You can make a transformation in your health and for your life. But the reality is, are you ready? You know, do you want it? Are you willing to make that shift and make that change within yourself? That is the key when it comes down to it. We're going to kick off and go with Rachel. Hi, Rachel.
Yes, I have a friend that was recently diagnosed with pulmonary hypertension, and it just doesn't seem like there is much can be done except for just the maintenance medications that they are giving her. When he thought about it, if there was anything else that could be done.
Sure. With hypertension, medications are important. Make sure, I think that's a good thing to do. There's a lot of tips, though, for high blood pressure that can take place. All right. Number one is exercise. That's an important issue. But I'll tell you, before that is weight loss. So even somebody that has that deals with hypertension, someone that drops just 10 pounds of their body weight, okay, fat weight, whatever you want to call it, 10 pounds simply will get the body where it needs to be. The drop in those 10 pounds is amazing. Simple. So just get, you know, change your size more, whatever it takes to drop those 10 pounds. Study dropping blood pressure simply from dropping 10 pounds. The other tip that's really important to look at is with your eating habits. And that's really where everything begins. So the exercise is great, but the eating habits matter. Plenty of fat in the diet. Very important, but healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, about 30% of the diet in healthy fats now is what they're recommending. And then, of course, a good lean quality proteins like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, and carbohydrates. All those are beneficial to support the cardiovascular system. And that's a big key. So that's what I would encourage you to do along the way, is to really focus on kind of getting the diet and the exercise together. Now, on hypertension also, they've been serious studies on rebounding for all things. So you jump on a rebounder 5 minutes a day up to 20 minutes a day helps to support healthy blood pressure levels. And, again, it creates a lymphatic system pumping mechanism that helps to support all these different the different values, the high number, which is systolic, or the diastolic. I mean, those numbers can be affected simply by rebounding. Hibiscus tea is something else you want to look at. They've done some studies with hibiscus tea and shows that the hibiscus tea, drinking it on a regular basis, helps support healthy blood pressure levels. And then a couple of amino acids, one called citrulline and one called arginine. Those two together can be very beneficial at supporting the overall blood pressure in the body. So, again, there's a lot of natural things you can do. I like the, of course, exercise, diet, keeping it simple. But along with that, it's about choices. It really is. Because they say genetics with blood pressure so often. And I really, there are some genetics involved. Don't get me wrong. But I think we play the genetics card a little bit too much. It comes down to lifestyle. I mean, 80% of what we deal with is diet and lifestyle related. All right, 85%, the CDC says, is rooted in emotional health. So the stress of our lives really plays a role. Our emotional health really plays an overall role. And so getting that balanced out, taken care of, is always, always going to be helpful. All right, hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go online. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, check out the website. All the information is there. Recipes and all kinds of great tips and tricks to be able to help you with your health and really take you to the next level. All that is there at the website. Let's go on now and talk with Julie. Hi, Julie.
I'm calling about my grandson who still wets the bed at 10, almost 10 and a half. And I'm calling to see what could be a remedy to help him with bedwetting.
Well, with the bedwetting, it just depends on what the triggers are. Now, there's some theories with that. There's some theories that, believe it or not, L-arginine, I was just talking about, the L-arginine getting in too much at levels. You can get it from almonds. You get it from too much chocolate. And too much arginine actually can trigger that in children. And, of course, the bedwetting and whatnot. But I would just go to the pediatrician and get some labs done. See what his values are, and you know, again, that will typically help. There could be some emotional issues going on as well. You just have to find out, you know, what the reasonings are for that. But the pediatrician will be able to guide you in that. A lot of times, a good history to find out all the reasons of what he's going through, as far as how stable is the home, are the parents in good relationship, has there been a divorce, you know, that kind of thing. Literally, that all affects the mental aspect of the child and their overall behavior. So all those taken into account, plus the chemistry and the physiology of the body, can help you really come up with some good reasons about what potentially could be going on there. Okay? 888-283-7272. Give me a call. Or you can go to the website. You can go to teamlifestyle.com. Now, truck drivers, they're saying now, are in the list of overweight workers, of course, because they sit all day. All you truck drivers, I know you call us and email us all the time. We appreciate that. Hope for a great help to you and an encouragement to you, because, you know, your health matters. And you may not be able to change your job, because that's how you provide for your family and keep a roof over your head. But you have to find a way within your job to be healthy, to make good choices. And I was talking to someone the other day that is a truck driver, and they were just telling me, you know, they've got these computer systems now on the rigs, and you have to drive a certain amount of miles to get paid a certain amount. And so it's not that they force you to and you can't stop, but they kind of make it where you can't, because you've got to hit your certain goals and you get bonuses per mile. And to even make your base pay, you've got to hit such a stringent schedule that it pushes everybody to just keep going. But I would push back a little bit, because, again, most of them, they're going to work you as hard as they can work you, get all they can out of you, and then move on to the next one. That's the reality of it. So you got to be there, make your money, and preserve your health at the same time. If you're driving, say, 11 hours a day, I would encourage you to take 3 15-minute breaks throughout that day and get out and walk, or do some kind of little routine with bands or whatever in the parking lot of a truck stop or a Walmart or something, and get out and walk for 15 minutes. Do something to get your body active, and then look at carrying really good nutrition with you. Get the little refrigerator, make sure that's part of your rig, and then you can have a good system put together to maintain your health in the middle of your tough schedule.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Go to the website. All kinds of information there. Now we're going to go to Brenda. Hi, Brenda.
I'm 50 years old and calling about perimenopause and just problems with all of a sudden it just seemed like I started having a lot of back hurting and legs and shoulders and just all of a sudden. I'm pretty healthy otherwise, but just wondering, you know, what supplements or anything I need to be doing health-wise for that. I appreciate it.
Sure. The issue with menopause and a lot of the symptoms that go along with that, there's some great, great supplements out there that can be helpful. And, of course, black cohosh, blue cohosh. But I really like to focus more on the eating patterns, because when you look at hormones, you've got to look at what stabilizes hormones in the body overall. The majority of it is fat, and the good healthy fats in the diet are so critical to optimal health all the way around, but specifically with hormones. Getting enough fat in your diet, which many of us don't, we get the wrong kind of fats like saturated fats, but the good monounsaturated omega-3s, 6s, and 9s are the ones that we really want to focus on. Getting the right kind of fats in on a regular basis is the ultimate key. That's what you want to focus on a regular basis, is getting that in. And I would encourage you, because so many times when you're focused on the different eating patterns, if you don't get those lined up well, if you don't get your meals, say, 4 or 5 small meals a day with good quality fats in them, then your hormones really, especially if you have high and low blood sugars, can really begin to be affected. It becomes a big nightmare. That's when women really start to struggle. So before you jump in and go to the creams and the bioidenticals and all that, have someone work with you to really balance out your nutrition plan and program, even when you think you're doing it well. Which, I mean, I've talked to so many ladies that, I eat great and I've got this whole plan together, and they've got like 10% fat in their diet, right, because they're so worried about gaining weight. And actually, the fat helps you burn body fat, shrinks up the belly. The more fat you eat, the leaner you can get. I know that's a big oxymoron, but it's true. And in today's world of how we look at things, it's extremely important to make sure that you're getting the kind of nutrients that you need. It's not just about supplements. We all want a pill or a cream to come in and fix everything, but it's not really the way it works. So I would look at that. And then don't forget to count out exercise. That's a big one. And exercise is such a key, especially when you're dealing with hormones. I mean, we know for a fact that hormones are much better regulated when we get exercise on a regular basis. And again, that's about 3 to 5 days a week is what I encourage people to do. If you can go 20 minutes a day, 5 days a week, that would be fantastic. Even if it's just walking, that can make a big difference. It can really support your overall health, taking you to the next level. So, again, a couple of tips to help you along the way, but don't just run out and think you have to start taking hormones to feel better, have better energy, cut down hot flashes, all that kind of thing. Because many times it could be something so simple that could be corrected, and you want to look at that first before you jump into any of those other realms, okay? 888-283-7272. Give me a call now or go to the web. Just remember, whatever you're struggling with, the body is amazing. So even if you're taking 5 medications and you need to lose 30 pounds, you don't feel good, you got brain fog, can't think straight, and you just want to throw in the towel. I talked to many people that want to just throw in the towel. You don't have to do that. You really can go to the next level. It's all about your mindset. Do you want to get well? That's the question. Do you want it? Are you willing to do whatever it takes, no matter how hard it might be? Do you want it? That's the key. Being well, living well, is an attitude. It's a choice. It's something that we decide that we want. And being well, in a sense of wholeness and well-being, is something that's so powerful. And it comes down to our choices that we make every day. So it doesn't matter if you've made bad choices in the past. It doesn't matter. Today is a brand new day. You can make new choices today and have better health tomorrow. But it comes down to you. It comes down to the choices that you make. That's the key. Diet drinks, of course, have been a hot topic. And, of course, the diet sodas and the sweeteners and everything that go in it. Big topic. And a lot of people want to know, well, if I drink a diet soda, am I saving the calories and not getting all the sugar? So that's going to keep me from getting overweight, or it's going to help me lose weight, right? Not so much. They've actually had some studies that have come out recently in the American Journal of Public Health. And within Johns Hopkins, their university, their Bloomberg School of Public Health, they co-studied diet soda drinkers. And the reason is they were claiming, or they were seeing, if when you drink diet sodas, if it actually goes in and still does trigger the receptors in the brain to tell the brain to release the blood sugar and the insulin, and that it does the same thing as the actual high fructose corn syrup or the sugary drinks. And they found that it really did. So whether you drink something that's sweet or you don't, what happened is because the diet drinks had the artificial sweeteners and have no calories in them, it triggers the brain to think that it's getting more calories. So what happens is actually making you eat more food. And as you begin to eat more food, that's where the challenge is, because then you gain more weight. So they're saying it's almost better to, if you're going to drink a soda, to drink the regular ones, because you're actually getting the calories out of it. And, of course, there's some debates on the health of the natural sweeteners, too, certain ones and what they can do to your overall health. For example, sucralose has got chlorine in the sugar molecule that they use, and you know, there's some thoughts behind that. So just be cautious in making your decisions. I personally like stevia. I like the monk fruit that's out, and xylitol. Those are all very good sweeteners that of course don't have the calories, that can make a big difference, personally, I think, in your overall health. Stevia has even got research behind it to where they say that it helps lower blood pressure. That's pretty amazing just within itself. So a lot of great health benefits with the sweeteners and the different things that we use in some of the drinks you can put in your teas and whatnot. They even make sodas now with stevia. We'll be right back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump uses Twitter to announce Mick Mulvaney will be acting White House Chief of Staff. Mulvaney is currently the Office of Management and Budget Director. He's a former conservative congressman from South Carolina. A senior administration official tells CNN the job is his to lose, and if things go well, the position could be permanent. The 7-year-old girl from Guatemala who died after journeying across Mexico to illegally enter the U.S. with some 160 migrants likely died of dehydration and septic shock. Deputy White House Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says the girl's death is tragic and could have been prevented.
It's a sad time, but it's also senseless. It's a needless death, and it's 100% preventable. If we could just come together and pass some common sense laws to disincentivize people from coming up from the border.
A Department of Homeland Security official says without the life-saving measures undertaken by Border Patrol, the child would have likely died in the desert alone without any medical care whatsoever. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
So your health is your greatest wealth. Whatever you're struggling with, realize if the body can get sick, you can also get well. We have hope with our health. Gain weight, lose weight, get your body to what's called its set point. Hit the set point, and that's where you'll have your sweet spot. Keep your body where it needs to be for your health. That's the bottom line. Now, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider in your area, don't forget to go to the website. And, of course, we've got our lifestyle providers. These are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care. So check the web out. And, of course, you can find these folks all around the country. Our team members will be able to help you, and our network is growing every single day. Exciting stuff. I'm excited about it because it helps empower you to live better and have the kind of life that you've always looked to have. And that's what we want to do on this show. Now it's time for food for the hour. Okay, hummus is one of my favorite foods. It's made from chickpeas or garbanzo beans, as they say. Either one. Pick either one, you want to call it. But it's one of my favorites, and it's got tons of health benefits. Remember, food either brings health to the body or it takes health out of the body. It's going to do one of those two things. And so we determine what goes inside of us. No one else determines that. We decide that. And so at the end of the day, you want to make sure you're making the right kind of decisions and the right choices for your overall health. And on this show, we want to help you do that. So hummus is what we're talking about. It is made with all kinds of garlic, salt, pepper, olive oil, lemon juice. It is off the chain, in my opinion. Chickpeas are legumes, and they're called garbanzo beans. And they're beans like chickpeas, which are excellent sources of fiber. And, of course, they can help keep cholesterol levels low. They promote better heart health. And the fiber-rich chickpeas also can help diabetes, or people with diabetes, regulate blood sugar levels. So it's a great diabetes-friendly snack. One of my favorites is to get little baby carrots and actually dip them, or celery, and dip it in the hummus and eat those. And, of course, vitamins and minerals, they're loaded with them. And chickpeas, just so you know, if you're in the whole vegan, vegetarian world, I really like chickpeas as a good alternative protein source. They're just, I think personally they're just fantastic. So it's a good source also. These chickpeas are a great source of folic acid, which is great for the brain chemistry. And, of course, women who are looking to have babies or freshly pregnant, you want to keep your folate levels at about 400 micrograms minimum, and you'll get that by eating hummus. So, see, you can get everything you need in your food. Pretty powerful. They're also loaded with manganese, zinc, magnesium, copper, and iron, and they're rich and very rich in protein, rather. Healthy fats are loaded with those. So the olive oil is loaded with the healthy fats, and they, of course, can loaded with a monounsaturated. So they're great for heart health. They're great for hormone production and supporting skin, hair, and nails and the immune system. So great information on that. Now, they're low calorie too. I mean, really, a serving only has about 50 calories, about 3 grams of fat. But don't worry about the fat. It's the good kind of fat. Remember, don't freak out over fat. That's the key. You got to get the right kind of fats in our diet on a regular basis anyway. And so making sure that you have the right kind is critical. Let's go to the phones and talk with Stephen. Hi, Stephen.
I have bowel problems with my stomach, and I just have no control sometimes, and I don't know, I've been going to the doctors, and they can't seem to find anything out about it. And I even, where it depends half the time. And I just, seems like it, sometimes it doesn't matter what I eat. And lately, the past couple of weeks, my stomach had, basically most of the time feels like a piece of raw meat. And I've lost 30 pounds over the past 2.5 months, and I don't have any idea why, and neither do they. And I'm down to a size 10, and I was wearing like a 14, 16 pants. So, I'm just concerned, and I can't seem to find anything out about anything.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. I know it's tough going through that. And if the doctors are looking at it and they've run all the basic tests and they're just kind of scratching their heads, I know it's not easy. It's kind of like, well, what's going on? You know, this is your body. It's your health. And you want it to be taken care of, and you want to be healthy, and you want to feel good and feel like you. You know, you don't want to lose you in the middle of it. So I would really encourage you in a lot of ways to really start seeking out a lot of nutritional help, because when you're dealing with the digestive tract, that's where it begins. Everything starts in the digestion, and eating the right kind of foods on a regular basis makes an incredible difference with your overall health. Tremendous. And making sure that you're getting good lean quality protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then your healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados, your oils like coconut oil, grapeseed oil, real butter, all that. It matters. But with your digestion, when you've got an inflammatory response like that, have to cut down inflammatory foods. So two foods typically that are good to eliminate in this kind of situation are definitely, without a doubt, the wheat products, so the breads, the pastas, the cereals, and the crackers. You want to be really cautious with those. And then the dairy products, of course, because the casein protein can be tough to break down. If you've got a lot of inflammation going on, you might want to hold back on that. Not that you have to stop it forever, but it's just for a period of time. And, you know, dairy products can be actually very healing. A lot of the raw and pasteurized can be really good for digestion. But if your body's not handling them very well, that's where you have to be careful. And you do. You just have to be a little cautious with that. And as you start to change that, you can, of course, and start to get healing in the gut, then you can probably add those back in. But I would talk to your doctor, maybe a nutritionist, look into probiotics, because the good bacteria, having that in the digestive tract is just so vital. It's critical to get all of the digestion where it needs to be and supporting that, clearing out yeast and fungal issues, making sure you've got the right kind of bacteria there. I mean, all that is tremendously important. So I would look and make sure somebody's guiding you in that process to get you the help that you need, because it's critical. And also look at fatty acids like omega-3s, like cod liver oil, can be very healing to the gut. Aloe and also L-glutamine, all those can be quite helpful at the end of the day to really support that gut and keep it healthy. Okay? 888-283-7272. You can give me a call right now or go to the web. Go to Diane. Hi, Diane.
I had a question about the vinegar. Does the taking of the vinegar bother the medications that we take daily? I'm on blood pressure medication, diabetic medication, and I wondered if the vinegar would dilute or take away any of the strength of the medications.
Well, like apple cider vinegar, for example, you'll have to talk with your doctor about the side effects and let them go over those with you. But typically vinegar works very well with the digestive tract. And matter of fact, using it on salads and whatnot, there hasn't been any major warnings that have come out. But again, depending on the specific medications, you want to run that by and make sure that the doctor says it's okay. But in my experience, hasn't been anything that I've seen on that. But the apple cider vinegar is great for increasing stomach acid, which helps to break down proteins much better and really supports the body in that way. So it's something you definitely want to look at as you're kind of going through this journey, because if you're dealing with blood pressure and you're dealing with anything cardiovascular related, make sure that you're eating the right kind of foods every single day. You've got low glycemic carbohydrates, you've got plenty of fruits and vegetables, you've got good healthy fats, you're combining all that together, and you really have a good total game plan. As you do that, then you'll really be able to kind of go to that next level. And that's the key. That's what it's all about. It's about creating an environment where you're making the better choices every single day to support overall health. And when you're dealing with something, like high blood pressure, and you're eating apple cider vinegar, using vinegar in your meals and all that, it's only, in my opinion, going to help, be very supportive to the body. And it's all about getting good quality whole food nutrition in. Plus, don't forget the exercise. All that's a key. We've got Stan down in Florida, wants to know what to do for better ways of supporting anxiety. Says, I've been struggling with it since I was about 21. I'm 52 now. Well, with anxiety, you've got to look at certain aspects of the brain chemistry. And so GABA, there's a lot. There's dopamine, acetylcholine, serotonin, norepinephrine, epinephrine. I mean, there's a lot of different ones. But kind of the big one that deals with anxiety and depression, but mostly anxiety, is GABA. And it's called gamma-aminobutyric acid. It's kind of a big fancy word. But GABA, those levels, when they get low, it's the only inhibitory neurotransmitter. The other ones are excitatory. And when you build up the GABA levels, you want to get those up to a certain point where it really supports the brain chemistry. The more balanced out your GABA levels are, the more chilled out you feel. The lower the GABA levels, the more anxious you feel. All right, so there's probably an instability there. And again, your doctor can do some testing on that. But you also want to look at the different variables that can help support GABA levels. And so the basic medications are the benzodiazepines, Xanax, and all those. But there's certain foods on our website, all kinds of information there on how to support. And a lot of the foods like wheat products, grains, the dairy products, and also some of the nuts and seeds can cause GABA levels to drop. But you can find out that food list and then make it accordingly. We'll be right back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
U.S. health officials today are now urging to kind of renew the fight to stamp out cigarette use. So a list of a lot of the health woes that are linked to cigarette smoking is like a scroll that keeps unfurling as a White House press conference released recently, half a century after the release of the historic 1964 Surgeon General report. Dozens of the nation's health leaders gathered for their official release of the newest reporting on smoking. The message is that the health risks from smoking are even far greater than anyone could have imagined 50 years ago, and the battle to end smoking is far from over. 50 years ago, Americans were told cigarette smoking, despite its then glamorous Hollywood image, was a killer that caused lung cancer. In subsequent years, as more investigations about tobacco took place, heart disease, pregnancy complications, and bladder and cervical cancer were added to the list. Now, a host of additional health ills have been tied to tobacco use, including diabetes, colorectal and liver cancer, rheumatoid arthritis, erectile dysfunction, age-related macular degeneration, cleft palate, and immune system problems. This is recently. And they said, still, we're a country very much addicted to tobacco, the U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services said. But they said, of course, enough is enough. They're saying now we've really got to make some changes and get our population to understand that smokers today have a greater risk of developing lung cancer than they did when they first did the report back in 1964. Even though they smoked fewer cigarettes, he added the chemicals in the cigarettes today might be a factor in the higher lung cancer risk. There's a lot more chemicals, which has become quite the issue. And a new report says that more women smokers are dying than ever before, and that 20 years ago, male smokers were about twice as likely as female smokers to die. Now, the death from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease is greater in women than men. Unbelievable. So we have to make a change. There has to be a shift in how we handle all of these issues. Dr. Thomas Frieden, who's the director for the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, he said quitting can be hard, but for everyone who smokes, it's the single most important thing you can do for your health. You can just quit. And although it's addictive, it's tough, but get over it and do something that can empower your health and empower your life. And I'm saying that's why doctors everywhere will tell you, okay, are you smoking? Well, you probably need to quit. I mean, they teach you that in med school. It's like that you have to baby step around it and tiptoe around it to really try to help people and get them to quit, because people just love their cigarettes and the nicotine just has them. It's like it owns them. But my heart is that we could just simply begin to shift that in people's lives. It would make such a difference. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Reba. Hi, Reba.
My thoughts on depression, just many things, fibromyalgia, anxiety, you know, feel tired every day, don't feel like getting up, feel just as tired when I get up as I do when I went to bed, if not tired.
Well, with depression, in kind of that the blues and just not feeling good, kind of being down and out, that sort of thing, one of the issues that you have to look at with depression is, okay, what's causing it? So is it the serotonin levels? Is it GABA levels? What part of the brain chemistry is being affected? And then look at your environment. So you have to step back and say, okay, have you gone through a tough time? Has it been something like where you've gone through some high amounts of emotional stress? Have there been, has there been anything going on personally in your life with a spouse, a child that has been really weighing on you? And or maybe there's financial issues, the gamut that could just run across the board. All of that can be quite the challenge. But again, focusing on that and getting your kind of your levels in your brain chemistry with nutrition balanced is a big key. And that's where you want to start. You really want to focus on getting those levels where they need to be. And again, blood testing, they can do that, they can check on that. It just depends on who you're working with, what doctor you have, that sort of thing. I would just have someone take a look at that so that the brain chemistry can be where it needs to be. That's the key, okay? Because getting down, feeling down, sad, getting the blues, it's tough, and it's not easy. And so many people, obviously that's why it's the most prescribed medication or one of the most, top two, I believe, are the SSRIs, the antidepressant medications. So, you know, as you see that, it's incredible to see how many people struggle and what needs to happen to really help it go to the next level. That's the key. And you can. It's just about making better choices. And as you start eating better, getting the right kind of nutrition in, good lean quality proteins, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and your healthy fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, I mean, as you start to build that together and get the body where it needs to be, that's where you'll begin to really grow and do well. That's another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show. And together, your friends, our families, and our communities. Remember, there you can find all kinds of information to empower your health and empower your life.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.